Hello, and welcome to Women Talking About Star Trek Voyager, Season 5, Episode 1, Night. I am your host, Sam Hickman.
And I'm Kat Deerfield.
And we begin with a black and white holodeck. And Harry and Tom are playing Inspector Spacetime. The Doctor comes in, and he is annoyed that they have overrun their time. As he has to practice his opera.
Now, I've written here, Sam, you might find this of interest.
Okay.
I think this is the first holo program that we've had on Voyager that I would actually do if I was on Voyager. Well, I think I'd enjoy this.
It's slightly embarrassing to admit. Really? You wouldn't enjoy Beowulf?
I don't have words.
Lady Governess?
I don't have words for how much
Janeway?
I would not enjoy those two things. I had to teach both Beowulf and Jane Eyre. So I'm good for those.
But
I'm
very too. Interesting.
Isn't it? Oh. Isn't it interesting?
Anyway, Tom is like, 5 minutes more, Dad. And then they get into a fight and spark the holodeck. On the bridge, Chakotay is like, what is happening? And Seven is like, there's literally nothing out there. I hated this episode when it originally was watched by myself.
Did you?
Yes, I said, ugh, not this.
Oh, really?
Not this. Anyway, they've been in this vast void for 2 full months, and they've got 2 years left to warp through it. Oh no, Inspector. Blorgons. I'm Sam Hickman.
And I have no interest in your frivolous fantasy. I'm Kat Deerfield.
And this is...
We don't say it together in unison. We put the theme tune in.
Women talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's Kat and it's Sam. They are two friends. Women,
women
talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's time that we start the show.
Space is sexy, space is scary. Come on, let's go.
Did that go well?
I think it went great.
I don't think we need to do the whole episode
No.
like that. I think that would get a lot.
We definitely do not need to do the whole episode like that. That was hard.
That was our NPR.
I feel like my abdomen hurts
Do you
now.
Think if I have to do... Okay, in my beautiful mind, and I am going to plug this, in my beautiful mind, if I do have to do any promotional stuff for a Slice Festival, 29th of October, WMC, the Sam Hickman Variety Hour 3, get your tickets now, link in bio. If I have to do any press for it, if they let me, that's probably more correct. If they let me do any press for it. On their own heads be it, firstly. But also, I feel like I should do an NPR voice the entire time. I think that would be...
Yes.
I think that would be incredible. I think people would be slightly confused as well.
Absolutely.
They'd be like, so it is a variety show and comedic farce.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm just reminding myself to update the link tree so that people can actually buy tickets to this show.
Wow. Anyway, they're all bored, like me. Are you bored?
Sometimes.
With your life?
A little bit.
I've been so bored. As society has reopened, I've been getting, I don't want to say FOMO, but like fear of being in my home.
Yes, I'm, yeah, it's a difficult balance at the moment, isn't it?
I'm just like, I gotta get out. Did you know my first words were, I would tap on the back door and I say, out there, out there.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's so poetic.
It's beautiful.
Tap, 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 out there, baby Sam. Is that your phone?
That's not me, that's not you. It's time for your neighbor to get up.
Apparently. Should I shut the window?
No.
Okay.
What will they be? Anyway, I've been incredibly bored recently. And apparently spending so much money. I don't know. I haven't yet figured out what my budget should be for, like, fun.
Yeah, it's weird that that's now a category of things that we spend money on again, isn't it?
I don't like it. Well, I have, like, a firm budget now. Like, I figured out how much my actual expenses were.
That's good.
And I'm like, ooh, that's exciting. But I have no idea what my income is. I'm just like, yeah, sure, I guess I make that much. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Anyway, there's finally some excitement. Radiation. and Neelix, they're in like a boardroom meeting, and
Neelix, Lana's being a little sassy in the meeting, which I enjoy.
Oh, everyone's being a little sassy and cranky. Neelix is like, we could rotate crew assignments. I could do something else. Somebody else could do something else. We could make a second cargo bay a holodeck. Oh. More holodecks. It's weird that they don't have like other things to do except holodeck.
Yeah.
This is like a real interesting comment on like Starfleet.
Yeah.
Deep space exploration.
Well, they weren't supposed to be this ship.
Yeah,
isn't designed,
but it's like,
for...
what are they?
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
whatever it is, Next Generation, they do have a concert hall.
Yeah, they have a concert hall and they have like an exercise studio and yeah, because I was thinking
and they have a bar. 10 forward.
Oh yeah, I guess. Wait, do they have a mess hall and a bar in TNG or just a bar?
I have no idea. You're the expert here.
I don't think there's a mess hall because I think that like there that a mess hall isn't really a thing because they've made one on Voyager because of that not being able to use the replicators as much.
Okay.
Don't write in if I'm wrong about that. I don't care if I've misremembered something. Anyway, I'm pleased that we aren't trying to cover this episode during a lockdown because I think that would have been depressing and difficult to get through.
Would have lost my dad mind.
Yeah, because this is an episode about what happens if you're just trapped in your house for a long time with nothing to do.
For 2 full years.
2 full years.
Think of it as a 2-year vacation.
Yeah, that hits different in 2022 than it did when I watched this for the first time.
We find out Janeway is working remotely. How fun. How fun for her.
Janeway is not thriving, and I feel for her.
She's doing the best that she could do. Should I get a job?
I mean, I have made that suggestion to you before. And
yeah, but I feel like I wouldn't be. I wouldn't. One, I would not have the effort required to be like, they'd be like, would you like this job? And I'd be like, no. Actually, no, not really.
I mean, you do have a job.
Sure.
You have a job.
Sure. And eventually I will get back to working full time. And that'll be nice.
Yeah. You have a career. That's what you have.
Sure.
And if you picked up a job to like make ends meet or whatever while you're not getting as much work in,
I don't think I need to make ends.
Yeah, this is the thing.
I think I just need more stuff to do.
I think you should look into volunteering opportunities.
No.
You should do like a community garden volunteering.
Never again.
No. Oh, that's right. You've
never again. It did so poorly. Anyway, Neelix wakes up in the middle of the night and he's like, I gotta replicate some
bergamot tea, hot.
Curtains.
Oh, curtains.
You've got to get some curtains.
Sorry.
I don't think I would like space travel.
No, me neither.
Because you'd never know what the hell time of day it was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This episode really does highlight the things about space travel that I would find emotionally challenging.
I do forget that this is a show about space.
Yeah.
You're like, no, these people all live in...
Yeah, it's easy to forget
California
that,
in the 90s. I don't...
I mean, yeah.
Great sets, beautiful sets.
I've just got to say this because it's on my mind because it came up. Yeah, I was talking to Rob yesterday. I just really think you would enjoy Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I just want you to consider watching it.
Okay, wow. In the mess hall, Tom and B'Elanna are playing chess, doing the sluts gambit.
I wrote, B'Elanna and Tom are bored of playing chess, which of course they are.
I mean...
What you've got to do on this is...
She could replicate a child to play next, like, and it would still be the same level of competence, I imagine. I don't imagine Tom Paris is, like, a chess master.
That's a good point, actually, which I hadn't considered. Yeah, I kind of can't imagine Tom Paris being good at playing chess.
Like, he is just a himbo.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
That's, like, his whole vibe.
It's amazing that you've managed to turn around my opinion about Tom Paris, because I...
That was me. That was my shoe. That was my clicky little...
It sounded like
Jimmy Choo's.
Sounded like my cat throwing up.
Ooh, your cat has a very strange way of throwing up.
I feel like that's the noise that cats make before they throw up.
Interesting. Anyway, it's 3 a.m. Thinking like I just lost a friend. And you know it ain't easy. Easy. Taylor Swift?
Oh, I don't know it.
Taylor Swift?
I'm not enough of a Swiftie, I'm afraid.
It's the bridge of a song, but I can't remember what the song is. Anyway, it's from Fearless. I know that much. Taylor's version. The doctor goes into a void. We learn this. When he's deactivated, he just goes into a void.
Horrifying.
In Astrometrics, Seven and Tuvok have like a conversation, and Tuvok is like, I can't get sleep, and then Seven is like, you should try Borg regeneration. And then we get to see what Janeway's been up to, and she's a woman in shadow.
Yeah, dark quarters. Chakotay wants to play Velocity with her.
Yeah, and Janeway is like, how did we get here?
Mm.
Why did I do it? Bum, 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 but why did it get me? She's like, I made a terrible mistake, which is a continuation from last episode, where it was like, Janeway, yes. It's all your fault.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's nice that that was like emotionally weighing on her.
It's very...
And I guess this is the culmination of that.
Yeah, like, it's very well crafted, I think, this... These are, yeah, it's very good. I think that there's real emotional weight to this in a way that I really like.
Hear me out. A nebula?
Yes.
It's kind of a nebula, isn't it? Because the reason they can't see outside is because there's like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't totally understand the science of what's happening to them, but let's say it's a nebula.
They're in a Taylor Swift song, Blank Space.
Oh.
We're indeed. Swifties. This is a Swift pod.
Women talking
about Swift Voyager.
I'm letting down the team.
Anyway, in the bridge, Harry is playing his clarinet. Okay, Squidward. Tuvok comes in and he's like, is anything happening? And Harry has written a concerto called Echoes of the Void, Ladies of the Canyon.
What's Ladies of the Canyon?
It's a Joni Mitchell's album.
Oh, I don't know Joni Mitchell very much.
Wow. Wow. We're learning a lot today.
We are.
I'm really so coming ignorant. In. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm wearing a polycotton and I'm sweating. I think that's why.
It's a warm and humid day.
I love it.
And you're wearing a dress that looks like it would be great for this weather, but fabric content isn't perfect.
I didn't make this.
That's your first mistake.
Off the rack.
This is viscose.
Wow.
And it's obviously X warehouse because they've cut the label out of the neck before it went to a charity shop, but they've not remembered to cut the label out of the inside of the dress. I know where it's supposed to be from.
Why?
Oh, unsold like extra clothing gets donated sometimes by companies and they would have just dumped it, but there's like laws about resale, and so they have to cut the tags out before they sell it. I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, what would your concerto sound dress. Like if it was called Echoes of the Void?
Oh,
okay. Oh, I had a question about space.
Yes, please.
When you die.
Yeah.
And you, you know, evacuate your bowels. Is that because the seal is broken and it's no longer like a vacuum? Because your bowels, you know, your intestines are like a vacuum, like the total vacuum of space. That's why if you shove anything up there, it'll just out without a base, without a trace.
Yes.
It'll just disappear.
I think that it's because there's
everything just relaxes.
Yeah, I think it's because,
rather than like
I think it's because there are a lot of muscles involved in the digestive process that are controlled subconsciously by your brain, but when your brain stops working, they'll just relax.
Interesting Interesting question.
I don't really know. And also,
so
that's not a question about space. Oh, the
what
vacuum.
What we're telling people is douche before you go. It's the only way to be sure. Anyway, holiday.
I've got to say, whether I shit myself after I'm dead is low on my list of concerns.
Sure. I mean, yeah, but also, like, you know, convenient. You don't want to ruin, you know, like, what if you die in, like, a really nice outfit, and then, like, your friend is like, wow, I wish she hadn't shit herself in that. Would have been nice to wear. Because, like, imagine I'm at a party in a fabulous dress, and you're like, that's a fabulous dress, and I'm like, thank you, my mother died in it. Instant conversation starter.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think that might also be an instant conversation ender.
I mean, it opens up a lot of doors.
It sure does.
Opens up a lot of questions, really gets the vibe of that person down. You really come in hot and you set the expectation of this is what I am. Anyway, in the holodeck, Tom is trying to get Seven to play Inspector Spacetime with him. We're not calling it what it actually is. I refuse. Yeah. It's Inspector Spacetime in the Dreamatorium.
I love it.
Seven is having absolutely none of it, and I did actively laugh when she pulls out all the wires from the robot.
Me too.
And that says, the robot has been neutralized. May I go now?
I wrote, I stan. I loved that so much. It was really funny.
Anyway, they lose power and it's a blackout. When was the last time you experienced a blackout? On the floor.
We haven't lost power since we've moved to this house, but we lost power for brief periods of time a few times in our old place.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I get for living outside of the very center of town. No, we lost all of our power like a few months before we moved for a while. It was
that's
weird.
Interesting. Trees.
I can't remember what I think there was like a substation fire or something.
Ooh.
I don't know. Who knows? I know that's not the question you were asking, and I think I thought it would be funny to answer as if you were asking about.
I was asking both questions.
Okay.
Now tell us about the time you got drunk and embarrassed yourself, but you don't remember.
I was talking to someone about this recently. Was it you that I like that time that I came home from being out and then I woke up sometime later in a different outfit on my sofa.
That's fun.
That's a fun...
A fashion girly
a fun,
to your
low-risk
core.
That's a fun, low-risk situation. I'd had a shower and put on different clothes and then fallen asleep on
what
my sofa.
What time was this?
Middle of the night. Don't know. Like 1, 2, 3 a.m.
You were going to go back out.
I think I was planning to go back out. That's the
was
worrying
it pride?
Thing.
Like,
actually, that's a good question. What was happening?
That seems like a pride activity.
It does seem like a pride choice. No, I don't know what was going on.
I love how pride is like... Everyone's like, I have enthusiasm for leaving the house.
Oh, speaking of pride,
okay,
were you aware
gay rights
that there was a pride in Roath centered on the Presbyterian Church on Wellfield Road?
What?
There was a weekend of pride events,
okay,
based around that church.
When?
In June, a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Oh.
I walked by it and didn't know what was going on, but I walked by and saw Nathan Wyburn singing karaoke.
Oh, wait, no, I think they're doing like a every first Sunday of the month or something, they're doing like a show bar thing.
Oh, they are doing that as
okay.
well. But no, this
that's like a different church.
No, it's the same church.
Okay.
But I later found out that they had advertised this as a pride event, and
okay.
The local Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence were involved.
Okay.
I'm just like, how is there this whole thing happening in my neighborhood? And I did not know about it until after it happened. Because for those who are not from Cardiff or listening at home, Cardiff Pride takes place in late August.
Late
for
August.
For some reason.
I assume... Wait, no, I saw a thing about this. I saw a TikTok about this.
Oh, really?
All of the UK prides are spaced apart so that you could, in theory, go to every single one of them. Because in the 1970s, when they started, you'd have the same people go to each pride. So that there would always be, like...
That makes sense.
A quorum of people.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That does actually make sense.
So it's actually gay rights.
I like it. I mean, I do like that it's in August because...
And one year we will go to every pride.
I like that it's in August because it's like we get Pride Month and then there's a month that's just summer and then in August there's more Pride things.
It's spooky.
It's so spooky. Why is it spooky?
Because it's October. Then it's October.
Yeah, that there's Pride Month, and
okay.
then there's July, and
yeah.
then there's Cardiff Pride Month.
Sure.
And then it's just spooky season.
Well, no, and then you have, like, surprise, it's also still summer because it's September.
September is so hot every year. And
it's not autumn. It's not. I've been to the beach for the last 2 years in
yeah.
September.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then October, you're like, ooh, spooky.
Yeah.
ooh, getting a little spooky.
I've been planning how I'm going to decorate this house for Halloween.
Ooh, I mean...
I know it's pretty... Sam just cast a judgmental eye around this mess of a room that I've never
sat in. I would never. Thank you for having me in your beautiful home. What if we absolutely refuse to talk about Star Trek Voyager?
We are 20 minutes in and we've talked about half of the episode. Anyway, we're fine.
they have no fluorescent lighting strips or any emergency lighting on Voyager.
Crazy.
Which is...
crazy.
Wild.
Absolutely wild.
What the hell?
Totally unreasonable.
Do they just not lose... I mean, they are in a dampening field, so maybe it's like emergency power.
I think previously...
But also it's like, dampening fields exist. Surely you'd be like, one of these fluorescent things just being like, exit.
Yeah, because...
Also, it's like, where are you going to go on a spaceship? There's no exit.
Yeah, they have torches, so why don't they have battery-operated emergency lights? Because presumably those torches are battery-operated, and that's why they're still working. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Interesting. Everyone responds in their own time. And Neelix is afraid of the dorks. And he's got his little blanket. He's like, I'm scared, Chakotay. On the bridge, they're in a dampening field. And they're like, we're going to send out a flare. And then on the holodeck, Seven zaps an alien that attacks Tom. Chakotay and Neelix find another alien, and Janeway zaps that one. And then they have like three alien ships surrounding them, and there are 17 aliens on board, like a dog. And then they're doing a bad job. They're doing a bad job at fighting the aliens. And then another vessel approaches and scares them off. And then they get a boop boop from this man, and he's like, hi, you're gonna have to reimburse me for those flares.
Yeah, wild.
Hi. And he's leaking radiation. And he's like, there's a vortex that'll take us out of this. And Janeway asks him what he's doing there, and he's like, you have an alien, give me the alien. And Janeway's like, we're not gonna give you the alien. And he's like, give me the alien or you're stuck here, babe.
Yeah, wild.
Anyway, in sickbay, this little alien guy has radiation poisoning.
And he's dying.
Fun. And Janeway's like, hey.
Are you okay there?
And the little alien's like, the Malan are poisoning our space. Have you ever had your space poisoned?
I don't know how to answer that. I feel like there's probably a crop dusting joke, but I can't. Can't work it out. Have you ever had your space poisoned?
Only by like negative energy.
I wish that this was a video medium. That was very funny.
Thank you. I'm actually bringing light.
You're bringing positive energy in, casting negative energy aside.
Yes, I'm inhaling, I'm exhaling.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Carry on.
Are you a crystals gay?
No.
Okay. Do we know anyone who's a crystals gay? That we would be comfortable naming on the podcast?
I'm not hesitating because I don't want to offend anyone. I'm genuinely coming up blank.
I gotta get new friends.
You gotta get new friends?
I gotta get new friends. My goal to have at least two new friends.
You wanna make friends with a crystal gay? That's what we're missing in our friendship
Maybe.
Group.
Maybe. Anyway, they're gonna take this little guy back to his people in the boardroom. Tuvok and Chakotay talk, and Chakotay is like, "You don't like me, and I don't like you."
Which I was like, "What?"
I'm like,
to
"Where
me?
Is this coming from?"
I'm so pleased you brought this up because I was really like, "Did I miss something?" But then I guess
also it's been four
it's
years.
It's been so long. Yeah,
get
I guess
over
it makes
it.
Sense because Tuvok like betrayed them all in the Maquis. Yeah. But I'm just like, fun. Nobody is acting like they hate Tuvok anymore. This is years ago and a lot has happened.
Yeah, water under the bridge.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Anyway, Tuvok is like...
Sorry, yes. It's so funny to me because imagine that
holding a grudge for 4 years.
But also imagine like we just had to have a conversation about something serious and I started it by going, all right, look, you don't like me, I don't like you. You're like, what?
I would love to start a conversation that way. That actually seems like what I would do.
Yeah, actually.
You don't like me and I don't like you.
Like, I'm
well,
sorry,
actually,
Sam.
Actually, I would just say, I don't like you.
You absolutely would. But only to someone you really didn't like.
Oh, the chance is never zero.
Anyway, Tuvok is like, Janeway is guilty. And Chakotay's like, did she tell you? And he's like, no, I've been paying attention yes. for the past 4 years.
That did make me laugh because I was like, Chakotay.
We didn't just meet yeah. and I've been paying attention. Anyway, they arrive at the alien pals and they give back their friend, but all of the other aliens also have radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
And this little guy's like, help. In Astrometrics, Janeway is like, we know about your little radiation waste thing to this guy. Mm-hmm. And it's, Chakotay's like, somebody lives here. And Chakotay is like, we'll teach you how to fix your toxic waste problem.
Yeah.
You're toxic, babe.
Must get rid of toxic in community.
Okay. I had an autocorrect.
What is it?
For engineering. I just came up and I said, absolutely. Enger Gussie. Enger Gussie.
Enger Gussie.
Enger Gussie.
Enger Gussie. New orifice just dropped.
Yeah. Enger Gussie. They explain, like, you know, how to get out the thing.
Oh my god, are we just gonna call engineering Enger Gussie forever now?
Enger Gussie.
Enger Gussie.
Sure, why not? They explain how the whole, like, toxic waste removal thing works. And this guy is like, actually, no, because this is literally my whole job.
Mm-hmm. He says he's like, I don't want your technology because this would ruin my business.
Yeah.
And I've written in my notes, realistic, in all caps. Oh, it's almost like this is a parable for just how the world fucking works.
It's oil.
Yeah.
It's a very on-the-nose episode.
It is very on-the-nose. And this is what have I written? I wrote, I feel like there are a bunch of these episodes, but I'm not mad at it. There's definitely, like, a few episodes in the Star Trek franchise yeah. that have this exact concept, but...
Poisoning the water supply.
This is a good episode, though, I think.
Yeah.
But you said you hated it when you first watched it.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. We'll get back to it
okay,
at the end.
Okay, we'll get back to it at
in
the
Janeway's
end.
Ready room, Janeway's like, we can close the vortex from this end, so I'm going to stay behind and blow it up. Because literally, we find out later, all they need, 2 photon torpedoes.
Yeah,
that's it.
I've just written, like, Janeway wants to sacrifice herself to buy 2 years off this journey, which is totally unstable behavior. Like,
she's not doing well this episode.
She really isn't.
But she's
and...
thriving.
Yeah.
On the bridge. Harry, how you been?
Yeah. I didn't know quite what to make of that. I guess it's the show being like, we've got a...
I'm amazed that they didn't play Hello Dolly at the end. Like, Dolly will never go away again.
It was very
good. You're looking swell, Harry. I can tell. Tuvok, you've been glowing. You're still growing. You're still going strong.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Perfection.
Thank you. Anyway, all they need is a photon torpedo. Janeway's like, I'm going to take a shuttlecraft. And everyone else is like, we're not going to let you do
that.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And they come up with an alt plan, which is literally drop torpedoes behind
it's
them.
It's the same plan, just without Janeway, like, ruining the rest of her life.
She's so silly. She's a silly goose.
She's having a hard time, and she's trying to make it up. She feels responsible for the harm that has come to these people, and she's trying to make it up to them in a way that doesn't make a lot of sense, which I'm sure that someone with psychotherapeutic training would have something very insightful to say about this kind of behavior.
They need
They need a ship's counselor.
They
don't have a ship's counselor because it wasn't supposed to be a long haul journey.
No.
And that's something that I feel like
a Bajoran.
They should have a Bajoran. they
who loves chocolate. Act.
She's a Betazoid.
There you go. What's a Bajoran?
Bajorans are the ones with the nose.
My god.
The nose ridges and the earrings.
There's too many.
Sam Hickman's review of the Star Trek franchise. Too many alien species.
Too many genders.
Too many genders.
I'm sorry, Bajoran.
You're either a Betazed or you're a Vulcan.
Yeah, that's it. Romulan, Vulcan, Klingon, end of list. I'm sorry, there are only three. And the blue one, Andorians.
Oh, yeah. Andoran?
Who cares?
Why am I correcting that one? I let you go with Klingons.
Kling-a-ling-a-ling.
Kling-a-ling-a-ling-daunting.
Anyway, I listened to your podcast, yeah. Soy 2K.
Soy 2K, yes.
Soy 2K. And I have this one remark to say. As opposed to, like, I, like, listen to this podcast and I listen to your podcast with Andy. And I really would describe this podcast right here, Women Talking About Star Trek Voyager, manic. We seem to be giddy and in a hyper state the entire show.
Yeah, yeah. It has a different, my new podcast.
Energy.
It has a different energy. Yeah.
We just have this manic, aggressive energy where we look like, we feel like we're shaking constantly.
Yeah, I mean, you are often really trying to keep us moving through this.
Yeah, I got places to be. We got to keep this episode to, you know, under an hour.
I'm doing a lot more editing down in SoY2K.
Well, I mean, if I may have some critiques.
Yeah.
You did spend maybe 45 minutes being like, we're going to get into the episode now.
Yeah, it's the first episode.
There was like a lot of the, and then like a lot of the back end.
Yeah, it's the first episode. Yeah. We're trying to contextualize it.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, where are we?
They do a space flight. They blow up the radioactive vessel. Sure, that's a great plan. They go through the vortex, and it's destroyed behind them, and they're, like, just outside of the boundary. And then we get a little... Then we get a little scene of them coming out. little water.
Oh no, you're out of water.
It's all right.
Sam told me today that she doesn't like cold water, and I've been giving her straight from the fridge water to drink this entire time.
Wow.
I'm pleased you finally told me.
Anyway, they gradually get to see space again.
Hooray.
And they pull out into space, and it's a space show.
It's a space show.
It's a show set in space.
It is.
What if I didn't move my face all that much? I feel like I move it too much when I talk. Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
So you said you didn't like this episode when you watched it originally.
I did not like this episode when I watched it. Well, I also thought it was like four episodes.
Oh, you thought they were in the void for a long time.
I thought they were in the void for truly a very long time. Okay. I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Why didn't you like the episode?
Oh, I liked it this time around. I thought it was fun this time around.
Oh, okay. What do you think was behind the shift in your opinion?
Well, I've been in my home for such a long time. Maybe that I understood.
Yes. The tension, you know, feels very accessible now, doesn't it?
Yes, we now relate more than ever to this feeling of being engaged, you know? Nothing changing, nothing new on the horizon. And quite frankly, I think that's very interesting and a very interesting and fascinating dissection of the human condition.
Yes, Sam, I thought it was very interesting as well. The way that it accesses feelings that we've all experienced over the last few years.
I'm an active listener. Shall we get into some segments?
Yes, I think we should get into some segments.
I feel some segments coming up.
Yes. First segment, wigs.
Wigs. Wigs. I did enjoy the makeup of these indigenous aliens to the void.
Yes, they're very spooky looking.
Almost slimy, but matte.
They were. That's a good way
of describing it. A light sheen. Like me after I put on sunscreen.
Yes. I did find them very frightening when they first appeared out of the dark.
Yeah.
But then they were very sympathetic when you realized what was going on. It was good character design, I thought.
Indeed, yes.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Anything else?
The garbage aliens, the ones that are dumping radiation. I'm so hoarse. It's just like...
We are garbage aliens.
I thought the design of the garbage aliens was very similar to the character designs of many other similar alien species represented in the Star Trek franchise and in Doctor Who.
Interesting.
I think that there are similarities between these garbage aliens and the pollution aliens in Doctor Who.
Interesting. Aren't we all
working from the same palette?
Yes, indeed. The human face and molding prosthetics onto that face.
Yes, there are inherent limitations.
Are we done? Shall we go on to the nebula?
Let's move on to nebula.
Yes, the nebula.
Stay out of the nebula. Nebula.
What was the nebula in this week's episode? I hate this.
You hate this?
I hate this bit we are doing right now.
It's interesting because there's no reason for us to be doing this bit. We just started doing it.
We've slipped into it. We're in the zone now.
And I don't know why we're doing it.
Some would say it's appropriate for a void episode.
Yes, perhaps.
Maybe we are avoiding talking regularly.
I think the nebula in this episode was responsibility.
Oh.
What do you think the nebula in this episode was? Is this an ASMR podcast now?
The nebula in this episode is the friends we make along the way.
That's what you always say the nebula is.
The vortexes we destroy along the way. Wow, how would you rate this episode?
I give this episode 4 out of 5 big sweaty balls.
Or whatever that... Sorry, I keep thinking about that. You don't know why I said that to you.
I am... No.
I'm sorry, that is a Saturday Night Live reference. I'm going to give this episode 4 out of 5 vortices.
Oh, interesting.
What would you give this episode?
I would give this episode an 8.5 starfish aliens.
Oh. What's a starfish alien?
It's what the aliens look like.
Which aliens?
With their pointy heads.
Oh.
They look like large starfish.
Yes, I can see it now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Mozart.
Handel.
Okay. Do you have anything to plug, Sam?
Yes, in fact, I do have something to plug. On the 29th of October, 2022... I will be performing the Sam Hickman Variety Hour 3 at Wales Millennium Centre for the Lleis Festival. You can purchase your tickets wherever you get your tickets. Thank you. Dr. Catifield, do you have anything to plug?
I'm in the process of updating our link tree so that you will be able to go to the link in our bio and buy tickets to Sam's show in October.
Cool.
Why is this so hard to keep up?
How do they do it, those NPR girlies?
Don't know. Well, I don't think they're speaking the way that we are. I don't think they're forcing it out the way that I am. I do have something to plug as well. My new podcast,
Soy2K.
It's called So Y2K, and it has launched by now. By the time you're listening to this, it's been out for a week and a bit. And our first episode is about the Golden Girls. We're going to cover a lot of pop culture from the 80s, 90s, and early aughts, and beyond. So give it a listen if that's of interest to you.
It's fun.
Thank you. Yeah. So Y2K. S-O-Y.
Soy.
Number 2. K. Or so to, soy 2K is soy also 2K. An appropriate reading.
Just talking about whey products, baby.
Whey?
Whey. What is soy? Beans?
Whey is milk.
Whey.
It's like the liquid in milk
it's
when you make cheese.
Things that men love to shout.
Whey.
At bars. Why are they so loud? Anyway, I have been Sam Hickman.
And I've been stomach growling Cat Deerfield.
Oh, I heard that one.
Yeah, it's loud.
And this was women
talking
about...
Wait, should we alternate? I'll do women, you okay. Do talking.
Women
talking
about
Star
Trek
Voyager.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye, Meredith.
May the healing energy pass over you. Thank you, goodbye. Good vibes only.
Oh boy.
They say in space no one can hear you scream. Starfleet's one hell of a place. But now we've come to the end of our show. Did you survive or will you die in?